The Stoonin' Boy up on the pillar. With smokeless tuns and empty halls, and moss a-clinging to the walls, in every wind the lofty towers do take the sun and bear the showers. And there, within a gate a-hung, but fastened up and never swung, upon the pillar, all alone, do stand the little boy a-stone. The poppy bud mid linger on forsaken when the wheat's a-gone. And there, then, wi' his bow let slack, and little quiver at his back, drew het and wet, the little child from day to day doth stand and smile. When vast the light, arising weak at break o' day, doth smite his cheek, or while at noon the leafy bough doth cast a shade athwart his brow, or when, at night, the warm-breathed cows doth sleep be moon-belighted boughs. And there, the while the rooks do bring their scroff to build their nest in spring, our zwallers in the summer day do cling their little huts o' clay within the rhineless shades below the steadfast arch's mossy bow, or when in fall the walk to shed the leaves a-withered from his head, and western winds a-blowing cool do drave him out athwart the pool, our winter's clouds do gather dark, and wet wi' rain the elm's bark, ye'll see his pretty smile betwixt his little shade-marked lips affixed, as there his little shape to bide drew day and night and time and tide, and never change his size or dress, nor overgrow his prettiness. But oh, thick child, that we divined in childhood still, to call to mind a little boy a-called be death long years ago from our sad hearth. And I in thought can see and dim the same in face, the same in limb. My hair mid whiten as the snow, my limbs grow weak, my step wear slow, my drooping head mid slowly fall above the handstaff's glossy ball. And yet, for all a widening span of years mid change a living man, my little child does still appear to me wi' all his childhood's gear, without a beard upon his chin, without a wrinkle in his skin, a living on, a child, the same in look and shape and size and name.